Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Herring, and today's title is 7 Ways God Shows Us How to Win. There's an intriguing scripture in Hebrews 2, verse 1. Hebrews 2, 1 in the New International Version says, "We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we've heard, so that we do not drift away." The New Living Bible says it this way: "So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it." I start my devotional prayers every morning praying scriptures over our country. I don't like to listen to the news. I think it's poison, lots of negative news. So I just pray what I think would make a difference regardless of what's happening around us at the moment. And I felt led to add in a part of the Lord's Prayer. The part that says, "And ask God for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven." As I meditated on how perfect that scripture was, praying for the country, it occurred to me that the reason God gave us that prayer, Jesus, I should say, gave us that prayer, was so that we would pray it. Yet, really, who does it other than maybe when we're in church? And it started me thinking about other scriptures that we have drifted away from, as it states in Hebrews 2:1. God directives that we simply neglect, but the Lord said to do them, and I felt led to go to Ephesians 6, where it tells us in verses 10 and 11, what the Lord says, the Lord tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Why do we need to? It says, so we are able to stand firm, I'm not saying this right, forgive me, against the strategies of the devil. My first thought was, that seems like an excellent reason to listen and obey the instruction. If we are not fighting against flesh and blood opponents, we need to have the kind of armor that protects us from those things unseen with our senses, things we are not able to see. Because it says in Ephesians 6:12, goes on to say, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." We often are so caught up with the annoyances of people in the natural world that we live in that we forget that the forces controlling them are the real forces behind their behavior. It's another reason we have for going directly to the Holy Spirit for counsel and advice. He knows what we don't. He sees what we can't. So here are 7 ways God shows us how to win. Number 1, every piece of the armor of God is important. In Ephesians 6:13, it says, "Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be still standing firm." The Lord's intention is for us to win. When all is said and done, when the dust clears, the battle's over, we will still be standing firm. It actually reminds me of Isaiah 54:17 that says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord." You know, weapons may be formed against us, but our righteousness is not our own. Our defender is Almighty God. Can anyone say hallelujah to that? Number 2, our first piece of armor is the belt of truth. The beginning of Ephesians 6:14 says, "Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth." Our truth must be God's truth. We can't stand with moral integrity when we We will stand firm with moral integrity when we base all of our beliefs on what we know to be true from God's word. This belt of truth holds us erect because our moral courage is based on him and not what we think and not we ourselves. Habakkuk 3:19 in the Amplified Bible expresses the reasons we are able to be this bold. It says, the Lord God is my strength, my source of courage, my invincible army. He has made my feet steady and sure like hind's feet and makes me walk forward with spiritual confidence on my high places of challenge and responsibility. Number three, and the breastplate of God's righteousness. The last part of Ephesians 6:14 in the New International Version says, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. The breastplate of righteousness covers the vital organs like our heart and our lungs, which are the breath of life. Proverbs 4:23 says this, above all else, guard thy heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. And I was studying this translation of the verse, and it draws a reference to the scripture, really, that Jesus speaks in Matthew 12:34. Matthew 12:34, when he says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. One translation of Proverbs 4:23 says it this way, above all, be careful what you think, because your thoughts control your life. And another one says, above everything else, guard your heart, for it is the source of life's consequences. But regardless of the many nuances, really, in this, of the translation of it, we see the importance of righteousness keeping our hearts pure. Number four, strap on your feet, the gospel of peace. The Amplified Bible translation of Ephesians 6:15 says, and having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed stability. Yesterday's Rich Thoughts call, we referenced this interesting verse because the Apostle Paul references, again, this type of strap-up sandal with spikes that were worn by Roman soldiers in battle. The spikes allowed them to remain completely rooted in the earth, not capable of moving. You could say Paul is saying, walk sure-footed in your conviction to the truth of the gospel and the peace it brings to those who share it and know it. It allows us to go face-to-face with the enemy, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that we have a firm-footed stability in our convictions. And number five, lift up the shield of faith. In Ephesians 6:16, it says, above all, lift up the protective shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. You know, no one needs to be told how important it is to use our faith as a protective shield. How many times do we remind ourselves not to listen to the voices of the naysayers? Or maybe those who we know do not understand our calling and might even, well, pick on us about it. Or even those who oppose our way of life, who want to disturb us because we disturb their demons. The scripture says we must extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. We can't let the comments aimed at us wound us or reach our hearts. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. What does that actually mean? Meaning casting down the thoughts, the ideas, the ways that seem logical and natural thought patterns and basic human perception, and lift up God's word above all that. We have to cast down the imaginations and not accept the thoughts that the devil maybe suggests or visions he wants us to see. And we use them as a spiritual weapon that we have to use in order to be victorious over the enemy, taking every thought captive unto the obedience of Christ. Number six, put on salvation as your helmet. The first part of Ephesians 7 begins by saying, put on salvation as your helmet. Salvation as a helmet may seem, well, a little strange until we realize and think about the fact that our greatest battlefield is between our two ears. The devil has three tactics. He likes to deceive, he likes to tempt, and he likes to accuse. And they all involve mind games that he likes to use against mankind. There was a reason Jesus was taken to the hill of Golgotha to be crucified. Golgotha means place of the skull. His shed blood covered the one place where the greatest battles of our lives take place, inside our head. Salvation saved us from falling for wrong thinking, and there are so many wiles that it is of the devil that it's imperative that we stay alert. Francis Frangipane wrote an incredible book called The Three Battlegrounds. It was written years ago, but it's just as relevant today as it ever was. And he talks about the devil. He has had centuries of practice, so we have to constantly be on our guard against him. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, "Be alert and of sober mind." I like that. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. We can defeat that enemy, but it's also very important to know the reason that why we're putting on this salvation on our as a helmet of salvation every day to protect our minds. Number 7, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The last part of Ephesians 6:7 says, "And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Here is our only offensive weapon, God's Word. We are well equipped with lots of defensive gear, but the sword of the Spirit is the one weapon that soundly defeats the devil no matter where he attacks. The devil will never be able to prevail over God's word. First, his word cannot return void. We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We can attack the enemy with the Word of God. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." Second, God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19 says, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good and fulfill it?" Wow. And third, when we speak the word, it releases God's power to perform it in the earth. I love Psalm 103:20. Psalm 103:20, it says, "Bless the Lord, ye angels of his, ye mighty in strength, that fulfill his word, hearkening unto the voice of his word." How do they hearken unto the voice of his word? When we put forth the word of God, they are there and ready to hearken and make it good, because it cannot return void. So truly, truly, the Lord impressed on me, we need to put on the whole armor of God daily. It wasn't just a suggestion, but it's an important way God prepares us to win in this, well, in the life that we are living here on planet Earth. So now, today, I kind of helped you put on the whole armor of God, and you can have a tremendous Thursday. Think about it. A tremendous Thursday. So go out there, have the best day ever, and remember, happy trails, and keep thinking all day about the rich thoughts of the Word. God bless you.